researchers have stumbled on what could be the oldest human remains ever discovered in the Americas. So far, they've examined teeth and pieces of a skull. The bones were found in a Texas wildlife refuge, and there may be more still in the ground. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Strictly speaking, a piece of construction machinery found the remains. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was working on a ditch last year when the machine chipped off the top of what appeared to be a skull. It turns out to be much older than anyone had imagined.
At first, I was kind of doubting it myself, and then I got the final results that it was 11,000 years minimum.
Bob Daigle was an accountant. At the age of 50, he went back to school to study archaeology. Then he started a company called Cultural Resource Consultants. His company got hired to check out the remains.
26 teeth, but that's some of them were fragments, you know, like a cap or a root or whatever. We got 8 intact teeth. So what we've got is just like, you know, part of the jawbone and part of the nasal bone and just some fragments, some 2.5 inches and some down to just less than little fingernail size.
If these remains are 11,000 years old, they are precious indeed. Only 2 other sites in North, Central, or South America come close. An infant's skull cap and rib fragments have been found in Montana, some leg bones in the Channel Islands off the coast of California, but that's about it. Daigle says that in this case, there may still be more bones in the ground. Below the skull, which appears to be female, he has found what appear to be the beginnings of a spine. She appears to be standing up.
Have a very strong probability that the person stepped into a bog-like situation, which is very common in that area near the coast, and sank in quick mud.
The reason Daigle has not excavated further is that, as part of the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, Native American tribes are being notified. They may decide the bones belong to their ancestors. If so, they may argue the remains should be left alone. Scientists, however, would like to study them. Tom Stafford, a geochronologist with Stafford Research Laboratories in Colorado, has looked at other remains from that period.
There were mammoth kill sites, there are living areas, there are tremendous numbers of stone artifacts, but the humans, the remains of the humans, where are they? What happened to them? And then, of course, what did they look like?
It's uncertain exactly how old the bones are. They could be 1,000 years older or 1,000 years younger. Stafford says that further tests will improve on that.
It's incredibly exciting. I feel the date is more than likely correct. On material that's of this importance, if many different labs corroborate the age, that's the end of the story.
The end of the story may come sooner if local Native American tribes decide to claim the remains. The remains of Kennewick Man, found in the Columbia River in 1996, are still locked up in court. David Carlson is an anthropologist at Texas A&M University.
I think it's entirely possible that there will be opposition. I wouldn't want to say there certainly will be, because who knows? It's different people involved, different agencies, different personalities, and so maybe things will work out in a much different fashion.
A U.S. Fish and Wildlife official who will be hearing both the thoughts of the scientists and the tribes groaned today when he heard the paper describing the remains had been posted on the web. He's worried media attention may make things harder. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.